Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara, we're up to Navtes Amar Aleph. Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara again, Navtes Amar Aleph. We are up to now the first wide line. Says the Gemara, we talked about that Malchus Yavan was 300, and we said that in the Beis HaMikdash, the first 34 years was Malchus Paras, and then 386 years before the Churban Bayis, is Yavan took over and they ran it. They were there for 180 years, and then we had 106, 103, 103 from Chashmonaim and from the and Hurdus. And we said that Romans took over 26 years into Chashmonaim's reign. That's when the Romans dissolved, and they basically were the rulers of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Amar HaPapa, says HaPapa, Halkap. HaPapa says, don't move it. E toi hai tana. If the author of the Mishnais, or the Braises, made a mistake in the calculation of trying to work out the calendar, the lo yada, he's not 100% sure, prote kamehave, what year we find ourselves after the Churban HaBayis, is lishaila lesafra. He should turn to a sefer. He wanted to know how many years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash do we find ourselves in right now. And is this, 20 years after the Churban Beis, 40 years? Now, we're talking about the Prote. We're talking about the Prote. In other words, the hundreds, no one makes mistakes in the hundreds. If it's 300 years, 400, 500, that you know. But when in the details, units, and that you might make a mistake. You know, is it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, even so on and so forth. So, what do? You turn around to a sefer and you ask him, Kama Kasiv, what year do you write, do you date your shtaris? How did sefer date the shtaris? They dated the shtaris from the rise and the reign of the Greek Empire, right, when Alexander ruled the world. And that's when they write their shtaris, that's how they used to date their shtaris. So not like today we date, whatever we date to. And they dated to Yavon. So therefore, make a cheshbon. Yavon was 380 years before the Churban. Yavon was 380 years before Churban, so therefore it's 20 years off the century. So if he gives me, so 380 years, if I add 20 years, I'll get to a full century. So whatever year he tells me, I know what hundred we're in, so it doesn't matter right now. Our hundreds obviously be very different because he's dating back to the Yavon and I'm dating back to the Beis HaMikdash. But I'll know straight away that whatever year he says it's year, it's year 64, I know it's really year 84 for as far as the Churban is concerned. The Shaila Safra Kamakos, what date he writes? The Nitfe Alayu Esen Shanin. All you have to do is add 20 years. That's how he'll find the answer to his question. The Simon, how you remember this? You're going to say that what? Zeli Esim Shana. That's already 20 years that Lavan, Yaakov says to Lavan, I've been working here for 20 years. Remember that Pasuk? And that's how you remember this. How you can remember that Pasuk at random? It's probably easier to remember 20 years than to remember the Pasuk.
As a simon.
I never understood these simon. It's not like it's something that's in the tip of your tongue and whatever. We learned a few days ago that they weren't such experts in Torah. They were bigger experts in Mishnayis and all that. Just remember, Zeli Esim Shana Bebeisecha. I've been there already 20 years in your house. Now, what about Fakert? E Toi Safra. The Seifu doesn't remember what year it is. So he turns to the Tana and he deducts 20 years. Nishaila the Tana Kamachoshe, what year you're at? Venivotze Menayu Esin Shin. You deduct from it 20 years. Umishkechle the Chumre, he'll find the answer to his question. Visimonach, how you remember which one adds and which one deducts? Safra, a Seifu, his job is to know every word of the Torah, and if a letter is missing, to make sure he writes it down the way it's written in the Torah, so betzid it. He is very pedantic, meticulous, and he deducts. The whole idea of a Tana of the Braise is to add to the Torah. So Tana's add.
So was he saying the same Sefer writes the Sefer Torah as after the one who writes Shtaris and Gittin?
Why?
Because he's saying this Tana is particular in
That job, not him, the job of a Sefer, not this particular person. But yeah, a Sefer does that. A Sefer comes from the word counting. He counts every letter that he writes. Let's make sure he's very, very pedantic. Yeah. Tanad ve'elio, we learned Yeshiva Elio, we already had the Sanhedrin, Sheishes alafim shana, the world is going to last for exactly 6,000 years, and we're now 5,777. Starting to get spooky. 78. Look at that, just took a year off. Sheishes, it means exactly that, physically. Sheishes alafim shana havi ha'elam, the world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tayu, the first 2,000 years was chaos, because there was no Teddy yet. Don't worry about it. Abisha has it all figured out. Shnei alafim Teda. There's 2,000 years going to happen with him today. Mashiach is coming. And then it's Chizim Mason 40 years later. Shnei alafim Teda. The next segment of 2,000 years is all about... Nothing straight away. Shnei alafim Teda, 2,000 years of Teda. And then Shnei alafim Mashiach. The next 2,000 years, either Mashiach definitely coming or has potential coming. And because of the numerous sins that we did, so whatever years we're already into the sixth millennium and the fifth millennium, and Mashiach hasn't come yet, is because it's our fault that we didn't merit Mashiach to come. Now the Gemara explains. Let's follow the Cheshbin, the 2,000 years of Teda. Where does it come from? When did it start? Because in name of Matan Teda, if you start calculating the Teda from the Matan Teda, Ad Hashta Leka Kulahai, L'Chayda, the Teda came the year 2448. We lost 448 years from the third millennium. What do you tell me in the Shnei Alafim Teda? The Chimayenet Behu, if you will look into it, Tre Alfi, the second 2,000 years, Prati the High Alfi, you see that it eats in and encroaches into the third millennium. So it's not a solid, Mara thinks right now it's a full 2,000 years, not just a round number. You know how we start, you know when Torah began, when Avraham Avinu started propagating Torah. And according to the Rambam, when Avraham Avinu himself came to recognize the Eibishter. Elma ve'eis ha'nefesh asher osu b'choron, from when Avraham, you know when Torah is amazing. When do we consider the years of Torah? Not when you learn on your own, but when you start teaching others. Real Torah is only when you teach others. Meish asher nefesh asher osu b'choron, is from the moment that Avraham and Sarah started teaching. All these Eden, that's when Torah began.
Which is around about the year 2000.
Which is exactly the year 2000. No. 2000. Ugimidi.
In a minute.
Ugimidi. He shaited by Chamshin Betartave. Life started at the age of 52. But Avraham Avinu started to be Makara of people at the age of 52. And it's just a euphemism. Kama Batsron. How much was. Kama Batsron. How much was missing? So what happened? If Avraham Avinu was 52 years old when he started teaching, it was exactly the year 2000. So we see that 2,000 to 4,000 years of Teda. And after that, there was a decline in learning. How much is missing from the fourth, from the 3,000 year? 448 years. Because how much when Matan Torah occurred when? The year 2448. So 448 years are missing. But we need to find that what event happened 448 years earlier, the beginning of the third millennium. When you look into it, it's Mahanefesh Asher Osu Bechoran Ad Matan Torah was Arba Meir Vaboyim Vatam Nishnin, was a total of 448 years. The Rambam holds that the Rambin was 48 years old when his Makir is Boiroi. And the Raiva says 3, when I'm at 48, this might be the mucker for 48, that he was 48 years old when he started. And so therefore he started, and 4 years later he started teaching others. Anyway, I'm going to pop it out of Papa. Okay, that's one thing. Now the Papa says, Hal Kap Weiter. I toyitane, voloyode prote kamahave. That we just said right now, you're trying to work out in the fifth millennium what year we're up to. We're saying the fifth millennium is the beginning of Yom Mashiach, and he's not 100% sure which year we're at. And they always used to count from Churban Abayis. By Yidden, we used to count from Churban Beis Hamikdash. We always remember Churban Beis Hamikdash, and the Goyim and the Seifim, the official documents, they used to count from Malchus Yavon, from the reign of Malchus Yavon. If they want to know exactly how many years they encroach in the fifth millennium. So how do you work it out compared to the working with the years of after Churban Beis Hamikdash? Again, turn to a sefer, the Shaila Safa. Who knew dates better than the sefer? Because he used to write contracts, and on contracts you need to date. So you turn to a sefer and you ask him, Kama Kosiv. You ask him, so what date do you write? The nitfa allow you and add to it arboin vitamin. Add to it 48 years. Why is that 48 years? Because the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place 172 years before the fourth millennium. So if you take 100, so you need to get 172 to get to the fourth millennium. The Seferim, they used to count, what's the Cheshbon of the Seferim? They used to count 380 years before the Churban Bayis. So if it's 380 years before the Churban Bayis, if you add 380 plus 172, if you add 380, what plus 172, you get 552. That means that the Sefer had 552 years before the fourth, the beginning of the fifth millennium. So we don't care about the 500. We look at the 52. He had 52 years in the fifth millennium. So when you started year, year one, he's 52. Now, we, so from 52 to get to 100 is 48 years. So you add 48 years to the Cheshbon of the Sefer, and then you know you round it off to the century of whatever you are in the fifth millennium. You follow? In fact, if you want, we can do Rashi, because Rashi is very clear. Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Mem ches shana. Shariminyan hatane maschil. When does, if we are starting to count, if you want to count from the fifth millennium, if you want to count, well, how many years after the Churban Abayis is that? La'acha kuf ay beishon l'Churban Abayis. It's 172 years post the Churban Abayis. Sheshomu shnei alofim teyre. That's when the 2,000 years of teyre completed. Uminyan ha-sefer maschil. When did the sefer start calculating? 380 years prior to Churban Abayis. Shin pei shonim koidim Churban Abayis. He started 380 years, right? The reign of the Greeks. Hariminyan ha-sefer koidim l'tana. Comes out that the sefer is tof kuf nun pei shonim. It's 552 years ahead of the sefer, right? Because he started 380 for Churban. 380 plus 172 is 552. So when he in the first year of the fifth millennium, the Tanna would write what this is year one, and the Sefer would write this is year 552 or 53.
If the Tanna adds 40 years, nishmalu klolish l'sefer. So comes year 48. When it comes to year 48, the Sefer would write an it's 500. It's 600 years. Right, because he starts when year one, the sefer is 52. So when you get to year 48, the sefer now is 00. L'sheish meis, and he'll be up to the year 600. So you're 48 years ahead of the sefer. So therefore, v'hizchil protim mikan ve'elich. That's when the sefer starts counting 1, 2, 3 again. So when the sefer says year number one for the Tana, it's year number 49. Because 48 was 0, 0, 49 is 1. Kishi hoyu yuchonim parat. When they had 10 years, hoyle letanen and ches. So when you come to year number 10, when the sefer comes to year number 10, the tanner number 58. So therefore, that's how we get, that's what we mean. You're 48 years ahead. Okay, back to the Gemara. Back to the last line. He said, this will answer your question. So if you want to count from the fifth millennium, just find out what the cipher is doing, add 48 years, and that's how you get your units. How are you going to remember the cheshbon of 48? Remember the following pasuk. The Levium had, what is it? 48 cities. They had 48 cities.
Another one of these.
Exactly. How you remember the punk this posik?
I don't know.
Okay, what about Faked? V'itoi Safra, the Sefer doesn't remember. Nishayla the Tan, he deducts. Kamok Ton, even Ivatsimene Aboishman, he deducts 48 years to get to his number. Umashkele the Chumre, and he'll remember. V'simona, how do you remember the Tana adds and he deducts? V'simona Safra, Batsida, Tana, Tesva. Remember, the Safra deducts and the Tana adds. Okay, all follow? Amar Abuna ben Yeshua said, Abuna ben Yeshua, just in case it wasn't enough for you, let's work on other calculations. What happens, you want to remember what year of Shmita you find yourself in. You want to know what year of Shmita you find yourself in. So what do we know? We know like this. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We're learning about Tainis on a Sunday. We also know the Beis HaMikdash destroyed Moitzoy Shvi. That was the first year of the new calculation of Shemitah. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So if we date back to the Churban HaBayis, we know L'Chaida, how to start counting the Shemitah. So we know 7-7. We're also going to follow the machlekes if Yovel is a separate year of the Shemitahs or it's part of the Shemitahs. The Chachamim say it's 49 years of Shemitah, then the 50th year is Yovel. So every 100 years you have two Yovelis and 14 cycles of Shemitahs. Rabbi Yudas agrees. He says year 50, which is the Yovel, is also the first year of, it overlaps, of Shemitahs. According to him, every 100 years you have two Yovels, 14 cycles of Shemitah, and plus 2 years eating into the next cycle of Shemitah, because it's 98 years is the cycles, the 50-year cycles, and then you have two remaining years. Okay, and we're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda in this Gemara over here. Plus, one other thing you have to remember. Yeah, but not here. And then one more thing to remember. First of all, the machlekes of Shemitah today is my Torah, not because you have no yevils, it's still Shemitah. If you have no Shemitah, it's kakois, it's a Shemitah Sofim, but we had Gemara Shaleach, the Midrabban, and even Rebbe who holds it in my Torah, you don't have anymore, but still, you know, Shemitah Shematana, you have to, you know, when you have Shemitah's kakois, Shemitah Sofim, but nevertheless, Midrabban, you have Shemitah. But one more thing you have to remember. Actually, when we say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Matzoi Shemitah, when people start counting the Churban Bayis, they don't count from the year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they count from the following year. According to the Beis HaMikdash destroyed in Tisha B'Av, which is 10 months into the year, they don't count that as the first year after the Churban. It's only 9 weeks left. They go... Exactly. So therefore, really, Rosh Hashanah, when they start counting the first year after Churban, is really the second year of Shemitah. Because the Churban was destroyed in the first year of Shemitah. So add a year. So if you know the Cheshbon of Churban Bayis, first of all, add 1 year, because it's for Shemitah. And then you work out the centuries, and every century you're going to take off, work out all the Shemitahs, plus take 98 years, plus add 2 more years. So every 100 years is divided by 7, and divided by 7, 98, and then you add 2 more years. So it's 500 years, you have all your Shemitahs, 7, and you have to add 10 more years to get to 3. Very simple method. So, now we go. It's hard. Omer Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua. Similar machlek is, by the way, when it comes to when we count the Bria Sa'olam, is Bria Sa'olam from Adam Arishan? Because Arishan was Rosh Hashanah. Or is it from the first day of creation? No, but is the word really, when we say the world is 5,778 years, is that from Adam Arishan, which really means the world is 5,779 years? Or, yeah, but counting the years. That's just telling you we get other things. So do we count, if you count from the birth of Adam Arishan, but the world was already created last year? The year before the Medishin was created, 6 days before. Just like Churban Bayis here. So really the world's 1 year older than what we say. But you know, like in China, as soon as a kid is born in China, you're a year old. We don't count you a year old till you're a year old. In China, it's the moment you're born. So when someone is 30, they have no zero. I also say zero is only, 500-600 years old. So same thing over here, creation of the world. How do we calculate the creation of the world? Big Machlekes are showing you. Now, let's go back to this Gemara here, now that we have it all figured out. Omer Abuna, B'rei Rav Yeshua. Hai mandala yodeh kama shani b'shviyoim. He's not sure exactly where he stands in Shemitah. First of all, nitvei chad shas. You know how long the Churban Beis HaMikdash was? Add 1 year, because the first year, when we say the first year of Churban, it's really the second year, because the Beis HaMikdash destroyed Tisha B'Av the previous year. And that was already the first year of Shemitah cycle, so add 1 year. Then v'nachshiv kloli b'yoivli aproti b'shvua. You also have to count the kloli in yoivl. Every 100 years has two yoivlich in it, right? So it makes it easier. Every 100 years has two yoivls in it, and then you have all the shmitas, 98 years. However, the nishkum the meyatrei. But after you figure, let's say 500 years, so you say, okay, so we're working out. Then deduct 2 years for every 100 that should be in the shmita cycle, because we follow Rabbi Yehuda. The Nishdei Aproti added to the individual Shemitah years.
Why is it 2 from 100?
Because for 49 years times 2 is 98.
Yeah, 2 cycles of 7.
That's right. Exactly.
So everything is divisible by 7. According to the Rechon, you count the bar by 7.
Exactly.
Only by year 10s.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you carry over 2 years from every year. So it's the 5 centuries after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you have 10 spare years to throw onto the Shemitah. Then you will know exactly what year Shemitah you are at. You asked the same question a few minutes ago. Nothing changed since then.
Now I'm asking why.
This is Rav Huna Paskins. Why he did so, I don't know. The Simanei.
Sorry? So machleik is a chacham and a beauty. We'll learn it on Erchin, but why he'd have huna paskin like Yehuda, I don't know. I don't know. Bissimana, sorry? Bissimana, just in case you're not a huda 100% satisfied, this long, long trace has different calculations than Rashi. I'll leave it up to you. V'simanach, to remember that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. V'simanach kizesh nasayim harav bekerav aris. Another passage, remember, that these are 2 years that we already had the famine in Eretz Yisrael. So that reminds you that 2 years out of every 100 is not the Yevils, but you're part of the Shemitah cycle.
Each of these is running together, might work. Because the first one talks about Beisechon, the next one speaks about Ir, this one speaks about Bekera for Aretz.
Uh-huh. You see, you figured it out already. Okay, you have a pattern. Good.
Something like that.
Okay. Rashi brings the whole Cheshbon in from the Gemara later on, that the Cheshbon is a shtim to say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Remember, Ezra reinstituted Shemitah, and it's 420 years. It doesn't work out. Divide 420 by 7 doesn't work out to say that 421 was Shemitah at all. So Rashi says that the first 6 years that Ezra came, they did not institute the Shemitah. It took 6 years before they settled in and they started the Shemitah cycle. So it's 414.
That was in the 7th year, was his first year of counting the Shemitah.
Yeah.
Because you're saying 6 years was not counted.
That's right.
So the first year is now the first year of the 7 year cycle.
Exactly, yeah. But that's how, we only date back to Churban Bayis Sheni. We don't go back to Ma'amad Matayla, or when they talk about Yisrael. Now this is, here a Chassidus Yid. Rabbi Chanina says, 400 years after Churban Bayis. In other words, the Churban Bayis is 172 years before the fifth millennium. So go 400 years, which takes you to where? To 400 years will take you to the year 2000. Will take you. Just listen to this. What's that supposed to mean? Yeah, do both. So you have 400 years. If a person after Churban Bayis says that's 172 years plus another 228, plus 228 years. So 228 years into the fourth millennium. If somebody comes over to you and says, Chevre, I want you to invest in real estate. Im yoyim lecha adam, kach sodeh shoveh el dinim. I have real estate for you in Australia. It's worth $1,000. I'll sell to you who did echa for $1. Loi tikach, don't buy it. You know why? It's a waste of money. Mashiach is coming, and what do you do with a piece of property in the middle of Melbourne? You should be in Israel. You hear that? And obviously, when he said this, it was before that date, as Rashi points out. Otherwise, he's not saying after. Masnit Tana, that's such a firm believer. The Braisa learns, 3 years later, according to Rabbi Chanina, it was 228 years, and according to the Braisa, it's 231 years. Libriyas Olam. A person comes over to you and says, don't take it. That takes the 3 years. There's a 3 year difference in the calculations of when Mashiach had to come. The Masnit Tafket Klashni. This Braise over Rabbi Chanina adds another 3 years before Mashiach comes, which means that Mashiach couldn't have come earlier, but that's the time we expect Mashiach to come. We expect Mashiach to come then. What's the Punkt Cheshbon then? I have no idea. Right, Punkt 400 years? Don't know. Even the Tesla brings down, it has to be a minute pay here, and all that, which is, but it's still why. I wish that there was a star that was written the following. Shit Yishnin, you said, it was a star that was written, and it was dating back to the times of Yevonim, but it seems to have 6 more years. Let's say it was 400 years to the time of Yevonim's reign. It's at 406 years, which means the star is being, is like a post-data check. It's just called a shtar meuche. And we know a shtar meuche is kosher because, on the contrary, the lender's being very kind that he's not going to in any way put a lien on any of the property sold until 406 years from the Churban, from the time of the Yevonim.
So they said it was written 6 years. They said the Sovra Rabbanu Kamed Rabbel Meima. The Rabbanu thought Hai Shtam Uchru, that this is a delayed Shtam. The Akve Adam Matyazim Rabbel Tadi, that what that you cannot collect from any of the properties till then. Omrav Nachman, no. Hai Sofer Dukne Kasa. This Sofer, he's an expert. He knew exactly what he's doing. You know what these 6 years extra are? The Greeks actually started 386 years before the Churban Bayis. But we don't count the first 6 years because Alexander did not yet take control of the world. He didn't have his hegemony in place. So at that time, there were only rulers over Elam. He said, this Sofer says, I'm a historian, I know every detail. When did the Greeks start their empire from Elam? And that was 386 years ago. We calculate not when they started their empire, but when they actually became, you know, the emperors of the majority of the civilized world, the Western world, and therefore, that's right, yeah, exactly. Uvezimne Kasa, he wrote correctly. The Tanya Rabbi Yisi Eimer Shei Shani Moku Be'Elam, 6 years he reigned in Elam. And afterwards, Pashta Malchusam Bechola Elam Kula. Then they reigned over the whole world. Maskel Rabacha Bayakov Mimai. Who told you that all the Seifrim when they count? Dilma Malchus Yevonim and Yonan. Who told you that when they count they date back to the time of Yevonim? Dilma Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yonan. A fascinating Yitzias Mitzrayim took place exactly 1,000 years before the Yevonim became rulers. Over Alexander the Great took over the Western world, and therefore maybe when they the Sofrim write, you know, it's 560 years, they just dropped 1,000. Who has to write 1,000? The main thing is the years, is the hundreds and the tens and the twenties and so on, and the tens and the units, and therefore who told you we're going back to Yevonim? And therefore the 6 years is a problem. You decided we go to Yevonim, and therefore the Sofer is right. Maybe we go back to the Mitzrayim, and 6 years means it's a delayed start. Bishovke Alpha Kamo, we left behind, we deleted the first 1,000 years. Venokte Alpha Basta, only talked about the next 1,000 years. And that's all. Bahai Mu'uchroim, therefore, 6 years. It's the 6 years hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. If you go back to Mitzrayim, it's exactly 1,000 years from before that Alexander the Great took over the whole world, not when he took over Elam. And it hasn't happened yet. Omer Abnachan says, Begoyle, the rule is that in the diaspora, Ein Moinin al Malki Yevonim. We don't count the Mitzrayim, we count the Yevonim. Bavadu. That's an interesting thing. Why Taka? Why do we go to the Goyish thing rather than the Yiddish thing? Sorry?
They were living under Persian rule in Bob.
Oh, but when it comes to commerce and finance, it was all Yevonim. It's too hard to change the financial system of the world in that time that was in place. So he thought he just stopped pushing him away. Norfolk, who went out, Doc, and he searched. Ashley, Taka found. The Tanya in the Braise says, Begoyle, the Aspera, Ein Moinin, Ella, the Malcha Yevonim Bavad. We date back to the Malcha Yevonim. Interesting how you do that, and then instead of Bries Olam, they do that, and all the Shilas that come with it. Omar Avina, Masizam, they can bring it right from Mishnah. The Tna, we learned in Rosh Hashanah, it says, And the point is that because we don't Malki Yevonim, this shtar is an accurate shtar, it's not a delayed shtar at all, and therefore the Malva has a right to seize all the properties that were sold, even though people thought that 6 years meant 6 years later, because they thought it meant from the Sefer was accurate, and he knew what he was doing, and therefore he has a right to collect all those properties after the loan. But now we look in the Mishnah, Be'echem Nisan, on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, Le'malachim, that's considered, remember we had the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that different Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah for kings. Ula the Golim, for Yom Tovim, for Baal Ta'achir, you know, if you delay a carbon, Ba'amrin, Le'malachim, what do you mean kings? In what regard is it kings? We write your status, you date back to the reign of the king, you have to know. When you write contracts, you need to know, because if it came a king in Adar and then now it's the second day of the year, you can write the second year of the king. But if it was the first day of Nisan became a king and then now it's Shvat, you still write the first year of Nisan. So we need to know when the next year ticks in. It's not to do with the adversary of the king, because who's going to remember? It's very hard. So therefore, you round it off, you know, make a date every year in Nisan. But now we learn, then the Mishnah continues. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for years and for Shemitah. Okay, Shemitah is like we understand. What do you mean for years? You just said when it comes to dating shtaris, we date to Nisan. So what do you mean when it comes to years, we date to. What does Tisha come in? He says again, for contract. When you have contracts, you date it back to Tisha. If anyone catches shtaris, doesn't make sense. A minute ago, you said shtaris. We go from Nisan, and now you tell me this.
Meshanin, kan le malchi Yisrael, kan le malchi oed gechavim. Le malchi oed gechavim metishra minun. When it comes to Goyisha kings, you day back metishra, and le malchi Yisrael menissim minun, malchi Yisrael fenissim. Vanaan hashtem metishra minun, and today, that today also we do everything from Tishrei.
This means after the Bittul of the Malchus Yisrael, after now that we're living under.
Because what we do is when Rosh Hashanah comes around, it's already the end of the first year of
Tishrei. Yeah. That's what it means. Now, yeah, everything, even Goyish kings, now everything is Tishrei. So the question is,
the second year of
that's right. Second year exactly. Even though he became a king in Chodesh El, second year is Tishrei. Now the question is as follows: if you can tell me the way you said a minute ago that our contracts date back not to Tishrei or Nisan, not to the kings, but to Yitzis Mitzrayim, we all know when it comes to Yitzis Mitzrayim, when does the year begin? From Nisan. Menisan being in Lemimna. So what do you tell me that side the Yiddish starters and Goyish starters we count from Tishrei? El alav shmamino le malcha yivonim min yonah shmamino. We're counting to the Goyish kings. But the Goyish kings, when we count, when do we say it's the next year? It's by Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's another proof that even that we do not count Yitzis Mitzrayim, we count to, by Goyish kings, we count to, what do you call it? To malcha yivonim. Okay, stop here. Finishes the whole thing.